Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma, Daf Samachay. We will begin on Daf Samach Dalad, Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Tanan. In the previous shiur, we had learned a Machloikus Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where if we designated an animal, two animals, for the two Seirim, one is a Sar LaShem, and one is for the Sar LaZazel, we went through the Goyal process, and we now have these two animals identified. One is the Sar LaShem, and one is the Sar LaZazel. And we need and want, something happens to one of those animals. So something, the animal died. We have to bring another pair to identify. And we're going to have one, which is the replacement for the animal that died, and two of the same. And the machlokes we had in our previous year is which one should be used. The one from the first pair or the one from the second pair. Rav's opinion was that we use the one from the first pair. And as we learned towards the end of the shiur, yes, in our previous shiur, the basis for Rav's opinion is because Rav holds mitzvah sabarishin. We should always use the first animal if we can so do. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. And Rabbi Yochanan said we actually use the animal from the second pair. Because as we learned in the previous year, Rabbi Yochanan bases his opinion on the concept of Baal Chaim Nedochim. Since for a period when it did not have its pair, it was disqualified, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that once an animal becomes disqualified, it remains disqualified. So now the Gemara asks a question on the opinion of Rav. We learned in our Mishnah that, as we just discussed, we have two animals for the same purpose. The one that's not used, the opinion of the Chum in our Mishnah is that a year at Yistav, we let it become a Balmum, and after it becomes a Balmum, we'll sell it for Oilus Ketz HaMizbeach. But the opinion of the Rabbanan is that even though we've learned many times that the Gemara teaches us there are Chamish Chattis Maces, the five situations of a Karmel Chattis that's taken to death. Aloch L'mashm Sinai teaches us that Alocham. A Vlad Chattis, a Tamuris Chattis. Chattis Over Shanoso, Chattis Shemesu Balea, Chattis Sheivda, the Kippur Balea Bacheris, it was lost and the owners used a different animal. Here, that Halacha doesn't apply. Rather said Halacha, Ksei Rechamim, the Halacha is that it's Yira Sheyestav. And the reason is, Ain't chattis tzibur mesa, because the halacha of chomish chattis mesas that we just articulated is only by a carbon chattis yochid, but not by chattis tzibur. Here we're obviously speaking about chattis tzibur, and therefore the halacha is that's yirashi yistav. But clearly, what is our Mishnah saying? Hadi yochid. If this would have been a situation of a carbon yochid, kai gavna, given the same circumstances, it would be the halacha would be that it. Mesa, that it should be put together. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, the coin to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's the first animal that's not going to be used. We could understand why, if it was a Chattis HaYochid, the halacha would be that it's Mesa. Because Rabbi Yochanan will hold, says the Gemara, Kirab Ava Amarav. There's a Machloikus, the Rabbi Ava Amarav, in explaining a Machloikus Rabbi and Rabbanon, in Masechta Temura, the Gemara over there discussed a situation where somebody designated an animal for Karmel Chattis, and then that animal got lost, and then he designated another animal in its place, and now the first animal was found. So now we have two animals that were designated for Karmel Chattis, and one, this person is only obligated to bring one Karmel Chattis, so he'll bring one. So Gemara quotes Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon. What is the halacha with the leftover carbon? Rebbe holds that the leftover carbon should be put to death because, as we just said, whenever we have a situation of chatish kippur balei b'cheres, where the owner had a kapara with a different animal, the one that's left goes lamisa. That's one of the chamish chatis hameses. The chum hold that it isn't put to death. Rather, the chum hold yirash yistav. Because the chum say then when was there a rule said about chata shekibur balei b'acheres that it's put to death? That's only when the animal that was lost was only found after the owners used a different animal for their kapara. But if the animal that was lost was found before the owners brought their carbon, so then the halacha of misa doesn't apply, only yirash yestav. And Rav Abba Amarav, on commenting on that machloika, says, divrei hakol, everybody will agree, both Rebbe and Rabbanan will agree, shem neskaper be'em she'en anavuda, that if he had the two animals, and as we just described, he had an animal, lost it, designated another animal, and now has these two animals. So we have an op- so there's two. So there's an option. Which animal should he use? So in such a case, if he chose to use the second animal, which was never lost, the animal that was originally lost, even though it was found before the owner brought their carbon chatos, the halacha is, this will still be a situation of chatos sha'avda, the kippur bala b'acheres, that the halacha goes l'misa. He explains, Rabban Amarav explains that the machloikis of Rebbe and Rabbanim is limited to a situation where they brought the animal that was lost. And the question is, on the second animal that was designated and now is not going to be used for karma chatas. So Rebbe's opinion is that since it was designated to replace a lost animal, it has the same din as the lost animal. And just like if I would use the second animal, we just said that everybody agrees that the first animal, which was lost for a while, and if it's not used, goes lamisa. So too, if the first animal is used, the second animal, which is actually an extension of the first animal, has the same halacha. Rabbanan disagree. And they say that just because it was designated to be a makeup for the lost animal, it doesn't have the same halacha as the first animal. And therefore, if you indeed didn't use the first animal, so then it'll go lamisa. But if you didn't use the second animal, then it won't go lamisa, el yirat shiyistav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who explains that the halacha is that when the sarm lazozel died, and now I have to bring another pair. So now I have two Sar Lashems. And the first Sar Lashem, and Rabbi Yochanan says I'm supposed to use the second Sar Lashem. So now the wording of our Mishnah is very understandable. Because what is the Mishnah saying? We just learned, Rabbi Abba said, that in a case where I had two animals, and I used the second animal, the first animal is Lamisa Azla. Comes our Mishnah, come the Chacham and our Mishnah to say that since we're speaking about a Chatzis Tzibur, it doesn't go Lamisa, it only goes Yirat Shistav. But according to the Rav, that according to the Chachamim, you bring the first animal, the first Sa'al Hashem, and the second Sa'al Hashem is the one that remains, and our Mishnah is saying that we don't kill it, because Ein Chatzis Tzibur Misa, which, as we said at the beginning of Avashir, seems to indicate the word to be a chatas yochid, it would be meisa. But that isn't true, because we just learned that both Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that if you have the second animal, the halacha is that it doesn't have a din like a lost animal. It's not, and therefore, even if it was a chatas yochid, the halacha would be that it Yirat Shistav. Because it's going to be like Kamafish Techatis Lachrayis, where you designate two animals, that Amar Baishia, Hifish Techatis Lachrayis, if you designate two animals because you were concerned that something would happen to one of them, Biskapa Ma'achsman Vashin, the sheriff, to Tireb. And that is even by Chatis Hayochid. So if that's the case, that in this case, then why is our Mishnah seeming to indicate that it's only because it's a chatas hatzibur, it's not put to Misa? The way we're learning, according to this, even if it was a chatas yochid, since it's the second animal, We don't say that it was designated to be a replacement for the first one. It has its own identity, and it doesn't go lemisa. So how do we understand the wording of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Kivin d'amar Rava, as we explained at the beginning of Ashir, quoting what Rava said at the end of yesterday's Shir, that what was the reason Rav said, when I have the two animals, I should preferably use the first animal and not the second animal? Because Rav Savala Rav Yosef, the Amma Mitzvah Berishin. Because whenever you have such a situation, Rav Yosef tells us use the first animal. So that means, Mikara, when we designated the second animal, and the only reason we designated that animal is because we had no choice, because in order to designate the Seir Man Yom Kippur, we have to do a Goyrel. And that was the only way that this could be done, by doing a Goyrel. But we knew, especially according to Rav's opinion, that that second Sorel Hashem will never be used as the Sorel Hashem, because Mitzvah Sibirishin was supposed to use the first one. Since we knew all along that that animal will never be used for the purpose of being a Sorel Hashem, in such a situation, even Rav would agree that when it's designated, knowing that it's not going to be used, the halacha is that it's designated li'ibud. In that case, if it was a chatas yochid, it would go lemisa. And comes our Mishnah to say that when it's a chatas tzibur, which is of course the case of our Mishnah, it doesn't have that halachal Moshe Sinai. Another question that's posed to Rav, again, that we're learning in our Shir, the Rav says that the first animal is brought. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the animal that wasn't brought, or the Lashem, or the animal that wasn't used for Saul Azazel, Thomas. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheni Shebezug Rishin Yira, that's the first animal that's not used. The Rabbi Yehuda, Yomus. The Tanakama held that it's Yirach Yistav. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold Lemisa Azla. Because Miskaper B'Sheni Shebezug Sheni, because I'm going to use the second animal. Elara, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, I can't use the first animal, because the first animal was Nitcha, it was temporarily not usable, and something which is temporarily not usable remains permanently not usable. But ask the Gemara, El Rav Dom Sheni Shemizog Sheni Yira. It's the second animal that's Yira. Rabbi Yehuda says that the first animal, that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not Yira, it's Yomus. So ask the Gemara, Le Yehuda B'mai Mekaper. The first one I can't use because Rabbi Yehuda holds Baal Chaim Nidochim. He does subscribe to the concept of Dichui, as Rabbi Yochanan said. The second animal, we just said, is put to death. So what animal are we going to use according to Rav's understanding of a Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Misavid Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shebezuk Sheni Kai. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking about the second animal. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda says that the second animal will be the one used. Says the second animal is not... We're talking Sheni Shebezug Rishin Kai. The first animal is the one that's put to death, because the second animal is used. Vikid the Kamais of Hachi. The other way, they go describe this Gemara as a question on Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Ayram Rabbi Yehuda said, Nishvach Adam, that if the blood spilled out, Yomus of the Saul Hashem, Yomus Mishtaleach, we put the Saul Azazel today. Mesa Mishtaleach, or vice versa, for we already shechted the Saul Hashem. And before we could do anything with the dam, that Sol HaZazel dies, Yishafach HaDam. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam Rav, according to Rav, that doesn't hold the Baal Chaim Nedochim, and we use the first animal, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda said, V'oid, that I disagree. And the first, Rav was saying, as we said at the end of yesterday's shir, his opinion according to the Chachamim. So Rav said, I use the first animal, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, V'oid, that I don't. And the way to understand the Mishnah is Reisha Polig B'chatas Tzibur. Reisha, when Rabbi Yehuda is speaking, he's speaking about a Chatas Tzibur that's not brought. Chum say, Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa, rather Yerusha Yustav. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not that way. V'sefer Polig B'din Baal Chaim, he argues, do we subscribe to the Baal Chaim Nedochim? El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Chachamim hold that of the concept of Baal Chaim Nidochim. So what is meant with the word void? My void. Where's the second machloikus? According to Rav, there are two machloikusin. There's a machloikus if it's mace or yirash or yistav. And there's a machloikus, do we say bal chayim nedochim or not? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody holds a bal chayim nedochim, what did the Mishnah mean with the word kasha? And therefore, the Gemara said that question remains. It's very interesting that the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, that in our previous Gemara, when we ended up in such a place, the Gemara says, yes, this is why we learned that the Mishnah backs up Rav's opinion. Today, the Gemara is not saying that this is a raya, the Mishnah backs up Rav's opinion. Rather, the Mishnah is a raya, the Gemara just remains with Akasha. So Tosfos goes in to explain why over here it's Akasha, and over there the Gemara just says it's a raya. We learned in the Mishnah, V'Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, that if the dam, we had the two seirim, the Saul Hashem and the Saul Azazel, and the blood of the Saul Hashem after we shechted it spilled out, Yomas HaMishtaleach. We have to kill the Saul Azazel. And vice versa. If the Saul Azazel died, the halacha would be that we should not only, if the Saul Azazel died, we should spill out the blood. Bishlama, says the Gemara, the halacha that he said, that Nishpach Adam, that the dam of the Sar Lashem got spilled out, Yomus Mishtaleach, then the Sar Mishtaleach should be put to death. The Kati L'Savet Mitzvasei, the Sar Lashem was never used the way it was supposed to use. And as we've learned many times in Amasechta, the Torah, when it speaks about the Avoid of Yom Kippur, says the word Chukah. And whenever the Torah says Chukah, certainly according to Rav Nechemya, everything that's done in the big day Lovin is ma'akif. So if the blood split out, nothing has happened. And even according to Yehuda, that the word chukah only refers to what's done in the big day Lovin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but since the purpose of this dam is here to be used in this Kodesh HaKadoshim, so therefore if it got spilled out before it was used, that's why we have to bring another pair, and the Sala Zazel becomes disqualified, and that's why it's put to death. Ella, but asked the Gemara in the case where Meis HaMishtaleach, where the Sala Zazel died, and we have here left the dam, a Maish of the Sala Hashem. Ask the Gemara, Maisha Fakadam, why is the halacha that these dam should be spilled out? The mitzvah of the Sar Mishtaleach is accomplished the moment you identified it to be the Sar Lazozel. Because the Gemara is learning that the actual sending the Sar Lazozel down the mountain is not essential. So what is essential is to have a Sar Lazozel, which we have. And therefore, why would we have to start all over again? I saw other Rishonim explain that what's the halacha of the, what is ultimately supposed to happen with the Sar Lazozel? What's ultimately supposed to happen with the Sar Lazozel is that it's put to death. So yes, the lechatchila, the way of having it put to death is by throwing it down the mountain. But that doesn't mean that if it died another way, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, since it died, so why would I have to start all over again? Either by the girl, by having it done the girl, or by having it died. Answers the Gemara. Amma the Bei Reb Yanai, Amma Kra. The Pasuk, when it discusses the Sar Lazozel, says, Yo'amet Chai L'fnei Hashem L'chaper. And the Torah teaches us, Ad Mosei Yezokik L'yizchai. How long does the Sar Lazozel have to remain alive? Until the blood of the Sar Lashem had the Hazar. It's a special halacha. So therefore, that's why it has to remain alive. I saw that the Maril, in the Menhagi Maril, when he speaks about the Yom Kippur and the Avodah in Kippur, the in the Avodah we speak quite extensively about the Sar HaNas B'fnim. The Sar HaLazazel, we don't really speak about that much in when we daven the Avoy Don Yom Kippur. And he asks a question. We learned, and we will learn, that the Sar Lashem comes for somebody who did Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. Somebody entered the Beis Migdash, or ate Kachim when he's Tomei. Which is one Aveira. Moreover, it's an Aveira that it's an Aveira that doesn't apply Bizman Azeh. We don't have Kachim, we don't have a Beis Migdash. And yet we speak about it so extensively. And the Sar LaZazel, which comes to be mechaper for all the Aveiras that Klal Yisrael do, as the Pasuk says, V'svado Olav, as Kol Avoinus B'nai Yisrael, it comes to be mechaper all the Aveiras. So we should be spending more time speaking about that Sar. We speak about it we don't speak about it that much. So Maril gives two explanations. One is based on the Gemara that we just learned. We just learned the new halacha. The Sar LaZazel is not work only by itself. The Sar LaZazel is very much connected, said the Gemara, to the Sar LaShem. And that's why the Sar LaZazel has to be alive for the entire duration of the Azaz of the Sar LaShem. So now we understand that the Kapara of the Sar LaZazel really emanates from the Sar LaShem. That's why we speak so much about the Sar LaShem. Another Pshat the Maril says is that people, particularly, he says, people who live in Eretz Yisrael, don't sometimes recognize and they enter the Beis HaMikdash, which is a serious Aveira, when we're Tamei, it's a Chiv Karis, and they don't realize. For an Aveira that you're going to be over and you don't realize you're doing the Aveira, we need to have much more of a Kapara. The other Aveiras, not that we're suggesting that one could do an Aveira, but there are Aveiras that people are well aware of. But here, these are Aveiras that people are not aware of, that they walk and where they're not supposed to walk. And that's why we have to spend more time focusing on that Aveira. Says the Gemara. The Gemara begins to discuss, can we use animals that were designated last year for this year? So says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we learned the Mishnah Masech Tishkolim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Teaches us the Mishnah, B'nei Ir, Sheshochas, Shekleim, people of a city, sent all of the Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash with a Shliach. V'nignavu Sha'avdu, and they got stolen and lost on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Teaches us the Mishnah, Nitmar Truma, as we discussed in the previous shir, there was a whole procedure of the Trumas Halishka, how they took the coins that they're going to be used for the Gabonis for this year. If this happened before already, when this was done, that if they did not know that they were stolen, this way Rashi learns, and the people that do Trumas Halishka, and the halacha is that the people who do the Trumas Halishka have in mind everybody's Trumas, everybody's Shkolim, even the Shkolim which have not yet arrived. So since they did it, they did the Trumas Halishka with not knowing that these Shkolim are not arriving. So therefore, this way Rashi and the Miri seem to learn that as long as they didn't know, so they the people, the Gaboyim, who did the Trumas Halishka had in mind those coins. And since they had in mind those coins, even though they're not going to ultimately arrive, they were stolen or lost, the halacha is that it's that they don't have to replace it. Other Rishonim say that it's not connected to what the Gizborim, to what the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash are aware or not aware of. Rather, it's connected to what the owners know. If before the Trumas Halishka was done, the owners found out already that their Shkolim were lost or stolen, then the Trumas Halishka will not work for it. If they only find out afterwards, then it is effective. And therefore, if the truma was taken, again, two pshatim, would be before the gizbarim find out or before the owners find out, the shluchim have to swear to the gizbarim that they didn't do anything wrong, and they'll be fine. So says the Gemara that the reason they have to swear to the gizbarim because if the gizbarim are going to lose out, the Beis HaMikdash is not going to get these shkolim. If, however, Vimlav, if the owner or the Gezbarim, again with the Pshatim that we're learning, found out before the Trumas HaLishka, so the people of the city are going to have to pay new Shkalim, so the Shluchim have to swear to the Bnei Ir, Nishbaran LeBnei Ir. So the Meiri points out that this Shvua is not Midaraisa, because there's a rule that Ein Nishbaram Al Hagdashis. But the Rebbe Kivega disagrees. He says, even though there's a rule of Ein Nishbaram Al Hagdashis, but in a place where I'm going to have to replace what was lost, so it's not just Hagdash's loss, it's my loss. And that's not included in the rule of Ein Nishbaram Al Hagdashis. Nishbaran lebnei'ir, you have to swear to the people who are going to have to replace it. Ubnei'ir shaklan techteim, and they have to replace it. Because, the Rishonim explain, because they are responsible. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Rambam. The Rambam says, why does the shliach not have to swear? Because the shliach is a shai mechinim. And a shai mechinim, we know if something happened that was beyond his control, he swears in his potter. But the people of the city are held responsible because we say to the people of the city, why did you pick a Shemichinam whose level of responsibility is less? You should have picked a Shemichachar whose level of responsibility is a greater level of responsibility, and that's why you're going to be held responsible. B'nai Yer Shekel Lachem Techteim. Nimtzu. But now these shkolim that were stolen or lost, nimtzu asher zira ganavim. And the Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. At the beginning of the Mishnah, ganeva was mentioned before aveda. Stolen was mentioned before lost. In this part of the Mishnah, lost is mentioned before stolen. Why? So they explain. It's more likely for something to get stolen than to get lost. But it's more likely for something lost to be found than for something stolen to be returned. Elo ve'elu shkolim heim. All these coins are in the category of shkolim. And ain oil l'shana bo. And the people can't use them for next year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says oil l'shana bo, they could be used for your next year obligation. So I saw the Tres Yisrael asks, why are they both shkolim? Isn't this a situation of hegdish betos? And something that's done betos is not considered hegdish. So he explains that the halacha tells the people that they should have a mind that even if something happens, that's going to be considered hegdish. Why do we have to give new shkolim? Because since the shkolim were lost or stolen, explained the Rishonim, that's why the people gave up with Mesiach Das, that they're going to not have to, they expect that they're not going to find these shkolim, and therefore they assume that they're going to have to give new shkolim next year, and once they live with that assumption, you can't change it. The Rosh says a different pshat. The halacha is that every year you have to give your own shkolim. So we can't have a situation where this year's shkolim should be used for next year. So ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda said that you can use the shkolim for next year. And ask the Gemara, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda allow this? Especially given the reason that we just gave, that it shouldn't be allowed. Amar Rava, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Chovish Hashanah Zu, Krev L'Shanah Ba. Animals from this year can be used for next year. And that's why the Gemara is assuming that under all circumstances, whether it's the shkolim or whether it's animal, can be used for next year. Eisvei Abaya, so asks Abaya what Rava just said. The Brisa says, Pavasosh Yom Kippurim, if you had the parasov Yom Kippish of the Virishu Achreim Tachteim, they got lost, so you designated other animals. But can't Sira avoid the Zoro. If based on an incorrect Psak of Bezdin, Klai Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zorah, and now they realize they made a mistake, we have to bring a special carbon seer Avodah Zorah. Shifrish Shavdu, the guy lost Shifrish Wachayim Tachtayim, and we designated other animal. The halacha is Kulon Yamusul, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that the first animal should be put to death. Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Oimrim, Yirashi, Yistavu, Yivmachu, Yirpu, Domeim, Munadavu. Shein chatas tzibur meisa. A chatas tzibur is never put to death. The truth is, the Rishonim say, truthfully, you could have used this animal itself for carbon oil. But Chazal were concerned that people will think that when you designate an animal for carbon chatas, it can be used for carbon oil. So to make sure that people don't make that mistake, we have to go through the process of Yirush Yistavu. But what we see here is that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't leave over the parasar of Yom Kippur from 1 year for the next year. And Rava said that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could use the shkolim from 1 year to the next year. So why is that? And as the Rishonim will explain this Gemara, the Gemara has a hard time at this point differentiating between money and animals. So if this year's money can be used for next year, this year's animals should be used for next year. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Karbon Tzibur Karmit. When we're speaking about the Karbon Tzibur, Shani Karbon Tzibur. The Karbon Tzibur, there's a halacha that every year you have to use the new Karbonis. Kirav Tevi Amar Baishir, Amar Tevi Amar Baishir, Amar Kra, Zois Oilas Chodesh Lachachai. Amar Taira Chadesh, Vaveli Karbon Matrum Chadosha. Every year you have to bring new Karbon Tzibur. So the question is, if there's such a halacha, and therefore you can't use last year's animals for this year's animal, so then the same halacha ought to apply by the shkolim, that you shouldn't be able to lose last year's shkolim for this year. So the Rishonim explained, the Tosfos Rishonim and the Tosfos Rosh both explained, that money that was right away put away for next year is not considered this year's money. In other words, if they replaced the lost or stolen money, and then found that lost and stolen money, when they're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to say expressly that we want to use it for next year. So it's not like it's this year's money that I'm using for next year. It's this year's money that I'm using, that I right away put away for next year. Another pshat is that there's a difference between money and a carbon. So says the Gemara, that's why you can't put away the carbon from this year for next year. Says the Gemara, Hotenech Sar, Sawyer. The Sar is a carbon tzibur, and we just learned Oilus Chodesh Bechotshoy. We cannot use this year's animal for next year. But the Par, which we learned, comes from the Kohen Gadol's funds. So it's a private carbon. There's no halacha that we can't use next year, this year. Mayik Lameimer. Answers the Gemara, Gzer Parot Sar. Truthfully, we should be able to use the power from this year for next year. It's a private carbon. It comes from the Kohen Gadol's private funds. But if we're going to allow you to use this year's power for next year, you may come to use this year's sar, which is a carbon saber for next year, which we just said based on the pasuk of Oilas Chodesh Bechotshoy, you may not do. So that's why we don't let you do it on the power either. Ask the Gemara, Mishum Gzeira, Yamusu, is the whole reason that we're put to death is only because of Gzeira? That's not a good... If that's the case, I'm making Gzeira, so it shouldn't be Yamusu. It should be Yirachi Yistavu. And another question. Harav Tevi Amar Rav Oishi Gufo, he himself says that this halacha, that we can't use next year, last year's kabanas, is only mitzvahi. It's only l'chatchila. Don Rav Yehuda Mishmu, kabanat tziba boim be'echem nissen, once Rosh Chodesh Nissen comes, mitzvah l'havi min ha-chodesh, which you use the new funds for those kabanat tziba. However, says the Braisa, then havi min ha-yoshin, if you use last year's fund, yotzah, you did mekayim a mitzvah, al shechitza a mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah l'chatchila. So we see from here that why should we put the sar to death? Again, the way I sort of was trying to explain, the Tosfos explained the Gemara's question. Yes, we don't want to do it because it's not the right way to do things. But why should we put it to death? Let it be Yirash Yistavu. El Am Reb Zera, says Reb Zera, a different reason why the par of Yom Kippur, Sar of Yom Kippur from this year may not be used next year. Lefish ein hagoyel kaveya mishana l'chavertoi. Everything is done through a goyel, and the goyel that we did this year cannot be effective for next year. Says the Gemara, nice even agrel. So why don't we do, if we lost these two animals, why don't we do the goyel next year again? Answers the Gemara, people won't realize that I'm doing the goyrel again. they're going to assume that I'm relying on last year's Goyrel. And they'll say, Yoimru, they'll say, HaGoyrel Kaveh Mishon Al Chavertoi. They'll say it works from 1 year to next year. Ask the Gemara, Tainich Sor. So this Teretz works on the Sor, because the Seerim, as we know, are identified through a Goyrel, which one is the Sor Lashem and which one is the Sor Lazozel. But Par, that's not identified to a Goyrel. So there's no reason to be concerned that people are going to say that last year's Goyrel works for this year. Michael Maimer, what are we going to say by the Par? Answers the Gemara, Gezeira Par at the Sor. You're right. The Par, there doesn't have this consideration. But Chazal made Gezeira Par because of Sor. Ask the Gemara the question that we learned earlier. Bishum Gezeira Yamusu? Yes. We don't want to use the par because we may come use the sor. But that shouldn't be a reason that the par should be put to death. That should be yirat shiyistavu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbanon kameid abaya. The reason that you put the par and sor to death and you don't use last year's par and sor for this year is for a different reason. We're worried that maybe the kohen gadol, who was the owner of the par, will pass away. And then next year, we're going to use that par. And people will think that a par whose owner, a chattis, or animal whose owner died, can be used again. And the halacha is, the chattis shemesa balea, we discussed at the beginning of our shir today, is one of the chamish chattis, shahochel lemisa. Says the Gemara, so that's why we can't use this year's pad next year. We met Xer because of Chatos Shemesa Balea. But that's the Gemara. So that's understandable by the par, which is a Kam Chatos, which is owned by a private individual, the Kohen Gadol. Sor Mak Iklameima. But why should that halacha also apply to the Sor? The Sor is not a private carbon. The Sor is a carbon Tzibur. And it says the Gemara, Xer is Sor at the par. We make this rule by the Sor because of the par. Ask the Gemara, I could understand the gzeira, but it shouldn't be put to death because of the gzeira. It should be yira shibalim. Ella, says the Gemara, b'shem chatos she'aver shenasa. The reason we make the gzeira is because of chatos she'aver shenasa, that an animal which is over a year old is not able to be brought as a carbon, and we're worried until next year Yom Kippur it'll be too old. And therefore, the par doesn't have an age limit. And therefore, because we're worried that people will think that you could bring a chatas even when it's this sor, even when it's over a year old, therefore they put it to death. So Agamar says that we're worried that if the Kohen Gadol dies, it's going to be a chatas shemesa belea, and chatas shemesa belea lemisa azla. So Rashi explains. The Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that during the course of the year, the Kohen Gadol, who is the primary owner of the par, might die, and we may use his carbon the following year, even though the owner is no longer living. So therefore, because of that, Chazal made a rule that we never use the par from this year for next year. So Taisus asks the question, if the Kohen Gadol is Nifter, everybody certainly is aware that he was Nifter. So why would we be concerned that people won't know that the owner died and they'll think and will come to make a mistake? So therefore, Tarsus explained that since all of the Kohanim are considered owners of this Kayin, of this carbon, as the Pasuk says, it works for all the other Kohanim. So yes, if the Kohen Gadol dies, everybody's going to know. But if the regular Kohen dies, people won't necessarily know about the death of every Kohen, and therefore we may end up making a mistake about Chatos Shemesa Balea. The Gevurah Sari explained that the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean to say that we're not going to know the Kohen Gadol died. He's going to say the concern is not that people aren't going to know the Kohen Gadol died, and that's where they're going to use it. The concern is that people won't know the halacha about Chatos Shemesa Balea. They're certainly going to know that the Kohen Gadol, they're certainly going to know if the Kohen Gadol died. Moreover, the Gevurah Sari, I think, means to say, if one of the other Kohanim die, which we won't necessarily know about, that wouldn't be an issue. Because the other Kohanim, as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, even though they have a kapara with the carbon, with the power, they're not really considered the owners of the power. It's mikufya. They just come along with the kohen gadol. And so it's therefore the only person, the only kohen's death that we need to be concerned about is the death of the kohen gadol. And that taka, Gavursari says, everybody will know. What we're concerned is that people won't know the halacha, the chata shemesu baleo can't be used again. And they're going to use it for the next kohen gadol. To avoid such a mistake, the Gemara is saying it should not be used next year either.